It has now been proclaimed to be safe and acceptable to begin the holiday decorating. I write that while looking furtively to my left, then to my right. Every year, we are bombarded with opinions on when it is simply too soon to put up our wreaths, lights, and Christmas trees. Do I believe in any way, shape, or form it is disrespectful to veterans, past or present, to start the festive season pre-Remembrance Day? No, I do not. So, fall decor was deconstructed the day after Halloween and the Christmas, winter stuff started coming out. And I have very logical reasons as to why. First and foremost, we all need some joy. If you do any amount of outdoor lighting or garland hanging, you want to do it before the snow flies. As we all know, that could be a crapshoot in Ontario. Also, if you are a crafter, you need the florals, greenery, and ribbons well ahead of winter. The supplies are already a bit picked over at some outlets. I know it seems like we are all rushing the seasons, but realistically we need to work ahead. If you sell your wares at holiday craft fairs, you don't start those tasks in December. If you enjoy decking your halls with boughs of everything, then it is going to take you weeks to get items out of storage and put in place. I'm not talking about people who hang one wreath and place a miniature tree. I'm referring to those of us who decorate every single room in the house, bathrooms included. To be blunt, it's a ton of work. I've been tripping on bins, boxes, and tangled cords for a month already. Having said all that, if you are prepping for this year's decor, here's what the trendsetters are saying is in for 2024. According to numerous pundits, the bow is boss. Ribbons and bows are the Christmas accessory of the year. Bows on your tree, on wreaths, cascading from the mantle and your drapes. Heavy metal is in. From disco ball ornaments to silver, gold, chrome, and brass, mix it all up. Any color is acceptable. Red and green always work, but decorators say vibrant colors such as hot pink and a lot of pastels are in vogue. According to jollyfestive.com, the woodland theme is popular. Deer, hedgehogs, owls, squirrels, and foxes all find their way, Snow White-like, into our living rooms. You'll find them hanging from the tree, nestled at its base, and on the sideboard, too. Eco-friendly materials echo the woodland theme with designs in felt, wood, and bottle brush particularly popular, alongside ornate painted glass. Christmas gnomes are still a thing. And gingerbread everything, from faux little characters to mini houses. It looks sweet in any kitchen. Add in some actual cookies for that welcoming aroma. Vintage is hot, hot, hot. Anything old is valuable again. Literally, old Christmas bulbs in original boxes are displayed that way, with the box. Even better if the old price sticker is attached. Things we likely called tacky at grandma's house are now in high demand. Multiple trees in different rooms, each with a different theme, from vintage to traditional to whimsical. Though it may seem like a lot of pressure, the good news is there is no wrong way to do this. It's really the one time of year when anything goes. I've never seen a decorated Christmas tree that didn't look beautiful. I saw a funny Facebook message that sums it all up. Christmas isn't meant to be sleek and minimalist. It is supposed to look like joy threw up in your house. Mission accomplished.